Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1348, recorded January 7th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to Netflix.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your set. It's just the same old cruddy weekly Daily Gizwiz. Proud of that, actually. Even longer, but just as dumb. Hello, Dickie D.
It's a new year, but the same old crap.
Happy New Year. Did you?
Oh, the same to you.
Yeah. Did you have a good? Last we talked, it was New Year's Eve, 2011.
I walked up to Central Park and watched the fireworks.
The
whole event, right? And you went to a party or something, mm-mm, right?
No, I stayed home. And I watched.
Oh, that's right. To keep your eye on.
My son was going to have the party.
Oh, okay.
So I just, you know, my strategy for that.
Yeah.
I just take over the couch in the living room. I just lie there in my underwear. And when the people come for the party, I go, "Hey, how are you?" And they usually pretty much leave right away.
Yeah. Nice.
I watched the Rockin' New Year's Eve show. I don't think I've seen that in a decade.
Hasn't changed. The only thing that changed is they just rolled Dick Clark out.
Boy.
And put him in storage for a year.
They had to roll him out. All right. Wow. But it was, you know, it was, I enjoyed watching it. I did enjoy watching it.
Oh, yeah. And I love that he does it because he probably, you know, goes the whole year thinking,
sure,
well,
that's his
I'll
thing.
Be famous again on New Year's Eve. So it's wonderful.
I love Dick Clark. I grew up watching American Bandstand, and I just have a soft spot in my heart.
Everybody does.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I found out something, though, that I was kind of a little bit of disillusioning.
Yeah.
So, parts of it are obviously live. I mean, the part where they're in the Times Square and the ball drops, that's live. Everything else was recorded months ago. So I'll give you an example. We had some people in the studio. They said, yeah, you know that part where they're celebrating New Year's Eve at Disneyland and the band is playing? Yeah, we were there for that in November when they taped it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had pictures. So I know they weren't making it up. Apparently, the Fergie stuff, they had Fergie Fergalicious doing some stuff. Apparently, that had been taped months before as well. And it felt kind of that way. So they've got Ryan Seacrest. He's live. Dick's live.
Yes.
I don't know. I presume that Jenny McCarthy was live because she was in
Lady Gaga was live.
Lady Gaga was something. Wow. She was something. She pressed the plunger.
Yeah.
With Mayor Bloomberg, they pressed the plunger that begins the countdown.
Yeah.
So apparently everything's pre-taped on that show except the stuff at Times Square. That was so weird. I was disillusioned.
Well, I did not know. I did not know that.
I thought, you know, I didn't realize how magical TV was.
What do you think? Should we pre-tape the Saturday shows?
I think we should just tape our shows from now on and
oh,
say,
"Oh, you know what? That's a good idea."
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because it does get tiring to do them live every time people think it's a repeat.
I know. Let's just tape them, and then we won't have to be so tired anymore.
Oh, okay. That's a great idea. Speaking of a New Year, do you know that it is 63 degrees in New York City
What?
Today?
It's warmer there than it is here.
It's warmer than it's going to be when we get to Vegas.
Wow.
Just bizarre. Just bizarre. The only great thing is it's going to drop down to like the 40s tomorrow, but at least I know there's no storm, so I'll have no problem getting my flight out tomorrow.
So you leave tomorrow for...
I'm going
this,
to Vegas
the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, tomorrow night. There's an event from 7 to 10, and if my flight's on time, I may catch there's a startup event of startup companies
Ooh, that
showing
sounds
gadgets.
Yeah. So and then the Consumer Electronics Association, which is the group that throws the CES every year, they have a preview show Sunday night as well. So is this innovation stuff different?
Innovations is different. Yeah, my flight's going to be get in a little too late for Innovations. And, I made my reservations in June because I wanted to use miles to upgrade the first. And unless you do it really early, they have like three seats a year to Vegas during conventions. So I had to take the flights I could get. But I get there at 7, which I can get to the startup event. And then Monday, are you going Monday night?
Monday, I'll be there by Monday night. So I don't get in till around 6. So I think we've talked about this before, but the convention itself begins Tuesday. That 10 a.m. Tuesday, that's when the doors open. We'll actually be there. I decided that is how we're going to begin our coverage, is I would stand outside those doors at 9:55. And just like Dick Clark, we'll count down to the opening.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm hoping Jenny McCarthy will show up.
And Lady Gaga.
She was at CES last year.
I think she's going to be there again this year.
She was there for Polaroid last year. And then Justin Bieber is going to be on the show floor for another company. These companies, they're trying to make a splash. When you have, 1,000, 2,000, I don't know how many, 5,000 companies, you got to do something. So they spend some money not only on the booths but on getting big name celebrities. But before the trade show begins, Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, they have these little. We've talked about it before. They take over a hotel ballroom and they'll have a little mini show with 50 or 60 vendors. They pay a lot of money, $15,000 to be part of these little mini shows. There's the official CEA show on Sunday night. On Monday night, it's the Pepcom show. The theme this year is the Western Rodeo. I don't know what that's going to be, but I remember 2 years ago, when it was like the zoo and they had women painted, practically naked women painted as zebras. So I think
it's the same women with just a different.
I think they'll be wearing chaps.
They have hats.
Hats. Yeah.
They'll be wearing cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats and chaps. Yeah. And then Tuesday night is Showstoppers, Stephen Leons. So I will get there in time for Mondays. Maybe I'll see you at Pepcom because I can't wait to see what these chaps look like. And then on Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, Pepcom runs late this year. It's going to run until 11 p.m.
Oh, good. I'll get to go. That'll be dinner. I'll have dinner there. The Showstoppers, unfortunately, you and I were going to do the weekly Daily Gizwiz there as we did last year.
So I'm going to be doing it with Sarah while
prior
you
engagement. I got a prior engagement.
Yes.
The CEO.
So
of
my
Ford.
Guess is the CEO. Yeah, right. So my guess by a week from 2 weeks from today, there'll be a Ford ad on this show. That is your mission.
So that's my goal. Matt Allen, can I sell you an ad? Please. I know this guy named Dick. No, that's going to be fun. We're going to I'm told it's kind of an intimate dinner. I hope it's not just the two of us, but I think
you can hold your own. What are you kidding?
It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be honest, as much as I really look forward to doing our yearly CES show, I just couldn't say no to this. So I'm going to try to get there before you're done.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So so that, but and then our coverage is all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, and we'll have the Home Theater Geek Show. I hope you'll stop by once in a while just to say.
Oh, I will. Yeah, sure.
But you do, and we've mentioned this before, you're not looking for the next new TV or cell phone. You're looking for the weird stuff.
I'm looking for the one-of-a-kind, and often one-of-a-kind that we won't even ever see on the shelves of a store because it's that kooky. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Yeah, they
do you have any idea what you might see?
Well, you know what? I have something that is not in the marketplace, and they're actually having a developers conference during CES to see what they can do with the WIMM, W-I-M-M, one module. So the WIMM one, they're at WIMM.com, is an Android watch. Now,
we both like
watches. The slight difference is you like watches that look beautiful.
This is a little clunky. This looks like an iPod Nano watch.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, but I happen to like this for two reasons. One is, during the show, there was a certain number of people, reporters, that they sent them to before CES, so that with apps built in, so that during CES, they could send out headlines about new products that were just introduced. They can send out notices. Don't forget the so-and-so press conference starts in 20 minutes at such and such a location. But meanwhile, they're looking for people to buy developers' kits, which are $299. You have the module, you get the band, you get the charging cable, you can hook it up to a PC. Also comes with an AC charger. It's pretty nifty. It has built-in Wi-Fi, built-in Bluetooth, so you can when your phone rings, the watch will be a caller ID for you, so you can either dig out your cell phone if you have it in your pocket, or decide to just ignore it and hit the send to voicemail button. So it's a touch screen. You can, what I love is you can go through 10 or 12 watch faces and pick the watch face you like. And the reason I don't mind that the screen is kind of big, I think it's a 1.4-inch screen, is if you want, you can put four different time zone watches on it. So I can have L.A. and New York and two other cities if I wanted to. And has
nightlight. How big? I mean, I can see on the website, I can see how does this feel? Does it feel like a clunky?
You know, Leo, I am really used to wearing big watches. You know, my normal watch, I've spent time wearing the Lava.
Oh yeah,
watch.
This is no bigger than that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a touch wider, but it's not as high. My main watch that I've worn for years is the USB Data Link watch, which is also a little bit on the large size. Let me just turn and. Oh, here it is. So this is the watch I normally wear. So this is pretty big, too.
That, okay? Wait a minute. Yeah. Dick, is that a spot watch you got there?
No, I don't. The spot watch.
It died this week.
Yes.
They killed the spot server. And you were the number one spot watch proponent, as a matter of fact.
I know. You know what? They didn't have to send out an email. They just sent a thing to my watch that said, Dick.
This is it. This is the last thing you will see.
We're down to you. They said, and since you're the only customer and can't notify anybody else, we thought, let's cut the cord.
But, and I bring that up not merely to rub salt in your wounds, but to also point out this is very similar. And I'm just wondering, really, come on, do we really want a big clunky thing on our... People don't even wear watches anymore because they have cell phones.
Yes, it's true. It's true. But the thing is, I keep my cell phone in my pockets, which are usually jeans, and it's kind of hard to get out. And I thought, if I had this, I'd see who it was, and I wouldn't bother pulling my cell phone out. Also, I found an interesting thing. I got one of those rubberized cases for my cell phone so you won't drop the cell phone.
Yeah.
But I find that whenever you take it out of your pocket, it also pulls out everything else that's in your pocket. So if you have loose change, everything adheres to it. So
I actually I just got a rubberized case, and I'll tell you a little later on why I can't use it. But I do notice this is for my Android phone that it does have kind of a shiny, slick edge to it, and I bet you that's in response to that very problem. The back is,
you know, it
is grippy.
It could be. It's very hard to get it out of your pocket.
Yeah, maybe that's why they did that. I was wondering.
That might be. Yeah, no, I don't know. So the part of the developers conference might be as to what uses people might come up with for the watch. It has 2 gigabytes of memory. They can go to 32 gigabytes of memory. As I said, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. But we shall see.
How did you score one of these?
I got an email from a PR company, said, Dick, we've selected a certain number of reporters, and we'd like to know if you'd like to try a WIM One watch during CES. We'll send it to you ahead of time, so when you get there, you can see monorail schedules. And
I could use that. I would have liked that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, I don't,
you know,
rate.
When people think of you, Leah, they don't think about technology.
I know. I'm just second banana on this show.
No. When we need to know what shows Barbara Eden danced
on, exactly what I'm for.
You're there.
I am. I'm the television trivia expert on the network. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
So if you're a PR firm representing any television trivia watches, just keep me in mind. Would you
see, now I'm not smart enough, but you are. You could develop the television app for this for useless information.
No, in fact, I've already decided this is crap. They didn't send me one. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, you're always fair and honest.
I don't want one. You didn't say, I don't want it now. No, don't try to give it to me.
Who could ask for anything more than that fair?
They sent it to the right guy because you wore a spot watch for years, didn't you?
Yeah, I like.
You like this kind of thing? Yeah. All right. Well, the WIM. Now, I think there's two actually similar products like this. That the whole idea is you need a smartphone, you need an Android phone to use this because it becomes like a second display for your phone.
Yeah, and you download the Android app from WIM, and then they talk to each other.
Got it. Well, I'm curious. I wonder how many geeks we'll see wandering the show floors at CES wearing a WIM watch.
Well, we know one WIM person will be. I'll be wearing mine on a WIM.
Oh, well. how nice for you. You did a review of the Microsoft Spot Watch on episode 1015 of the Gimme.
What year was that?
1938.
Oh, okay, good. We have been doing this show a very long time.
This is episode 348. Could it really have been only a couple of years ago that you reviewed a Spot Watch?
Probably. It must have been a warehouse.
Been a warehouse.
Yeah, the warehouse.
But I remember when those spot watches came out and people were all excited. Microsoft was pushing that thing that was going to change. But really what happened was it was using, public radio stations, vertical blank interval on the TV or something to send this stuff. And so it was very slow. It was very limited in the amount of data you could send. Everybody got the same thing. What happened was cell phones and 3G networks and widespread data internet, mobile internet. And at that point, nobody really needed it.
Yeah.
That'd be my analysis. All right. That's the WIM watch. We'll be looking for it.
Second
gadget
that people will also be seeing at CES is from Energy. You know those people?
Yeah, they dropped off something and they sent me something. Here's the thing. I think they said they were going to send me something to keep my stuff charged at CES, and it never came. I bet they sent it to you instead.
I think I asked it to go to both places. But anyway,
did you get something from them? Let me see what you got.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
So this is a USB cable.
Yeah.
But it's the they call it Magic Cable Trio. So, Leo, this cable, you can select what you want to charge because this end has the 30-pin Apple charger.
Yeah.
or pull up on that.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And flip it out of the way. And then it has the micro USB charger.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you can only use one at a time, though, right?
Yeah, only one at a time. And the mini. So all three adapters are in this one short cable. So, and then when you want to, you just push them back together until the one you want is at the end. And it's under $20. It shows up on Amazon, but says out of stock. And I think that's because it probably hasn't shipped yet. But it's pretty neat. If you want, I mean, this guy is really small. So you can charge any of the Apple products and almost any smartphone or small PDA. So it's pretty clever. It's called Magic Cable Trio. And they also make another kit if you just need the micro USB and the iPod adapter. They make a complete kit for AC, car, and travel. So it's a neat little guy, too.
They do so a lot of that kind of stuff. I'm just looking. I have they brought by...
they did bring something.
Well, now, this they brought a while ago. This is like an all-in-one universal laptop adapter, the M-Cube 90. So it's just a small... laptop charger or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's certainly better than what I got.
Well, you know what? I don't use it because it doesn't support the Apple products.
Oh. Oh my God.
I don't really need it. So I'll trade you.
Okay. Wow.
Gadget number three.
Gadget number three. Oh, okay. Gadget number three. I'm not done with your ridiculing pillow remote control.
Something even better than pillow remote control?
Well, pillow remote control, I got my $40 back, okay, from Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm roaming through Walgreens, and I'm going, wait a minute. A person doesn't have to spend $40 to get a remote control they won't lose. A pillow remote control was a remote control built into a pillow. And the object was...
You never lose your pillows.
Fall, yeah, yeah, right. It won't fall behind the pillow because
it is the pillow. Perfect.
And then I found the 8-in-1 jumbo universal remote control that you may have trouble losing.
Because this is huge! That is huge. That's bigger than my 50-inch TV.
It is almost stupidly large because
it looks like a joke.
It looks like a prank pack, okay? But it's all over Amazon for $8, but Walgreens was selling it for $5.
But you know, and I thought, what you should do, Dick, you need to compare it. If you compare it to the size of this pencil, it really, it's not that big.
No, you know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's really, it's about the size. Turn it on its side.
Yeah.
See, because it's actually no thicker than a pencil.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But, Leo, now if this is my regular TV remote.
Yeah.
Now my watch doesn't look quite that big, does it?
No. Compare that watch to a pencil and you could see. It's tiny.
Wow. So this is kind of funny. I mean, the reality of the situation is that you could just leave this on a table. You're not going to misplace it. It's easy to program, except there's something so stupid about it. This is aimed at people who have a hard time seeing the keys on the remote control. Well, they send out the instructions with a typeface
Wait a minute. I can't read it.
Yeah, exactly.
I need a magnifying glass.
You need a magnifying glass. I couldn't read it with my readers to find the codes for
that's
the device.
That's really terrible. To sell a product that's got big print so people with low vision can use it and then have a tiny print instructions, that's just cruel.
It is cruel. And there's one other very... stupid thing about this device. It says, once you find all the codes, make sure you write them down. This will control 8 devices. Write the codes down because when you replace the batteries all the codes will be gone.
No. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
If you need a big remote and, for $8, it's probably worth it. I was looking around on Amazon and it said out of stock. There's a different version with glow-in-the-dark keys for $2 extra, $10. If that was available, that would be a better choice. And the thing to remember, even though I got this easily to control my cable box, you have to remember that this will do all the major functions of the cable box. But cable remotes now have so many little extra gadgets. You know, like time one of the cable box has last 30 seconds. So if you missed what someone said or a phone number, you hit the last 30 seconds key. There's no way there's a last 30 seconds on almost any of these universal remote controls. But as I said, if grandma needs this and was a weightlifter in former days, it's almost a foot high.
How heavy is it? Heavy? It doesn't look heavy.
No, it's very light. My assistant, my intern Myra will. Myra, go ahead.
It's very light. And wait, let's.
It's very light. Here you go. Go ahead. Lean in. My assistant Myra will demonstrate this.
Okay, that's my hand.
Wow.
Okay.
It's huge.
It's big, sweet. Though. It's
I like
big.
It.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, you can have it. Yeah.
Myra comes in. She comes in for the free stuff.
Yeah, she comes in. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. She comes in with a big satchel every week. And I said, oh, you've been out shopping? And she said, not yet.
I'm hoping to visit the Gadget Warehouse.
Yeah. So that's gadget three. So we had two gadgets, brand new, that we'll be seeing at CES, and one gadget that you'll be seeing already at your local Walgreens or on Amazon.com. And it's branded by dozens of people. It's like Lava Watch. You can buy it at 10 or 20 different websites. But if you look at the picture, they're all the same. So Jumbo, 8-in-1. Universal remote control.
Chat room is now pointing out that you'll have to pay after scale to Myra because you just got lines. You're not supposed to say anything.
Fortunately, after rate for someone on a podcast is 9 cents a word.
Yeah, it's not very much.
So
I am going to do my gadget in just a little bit. And actually, I have a couple of things to show you.
Excellent.
But first, perhaps I should talk a little bit about our friends at Netflix.com.
Yes.
We all love Netflix streaming. What was I watching last night? See, the thing is, I do have the discs, the Netflix disc deal, but I just come home and I watch something on Netflix. Oh, I know what I was watching. I thought of you when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Charles Nelson Reilly did a one-man show about his life, and
I want to see that.
It's called The Life of Reilly. They recorded it. He had done it, I guess, toured with it a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago. They persuaded him to record it once again just a few years ago, and it's fantastic.
Oh, great. And it's streaming, not
it's
DVD.
It's on Netflix streaming. And I would have never discovered this. Even more importantly, I probably would have not ordered the DVD. You know, you're very careful with the DVD. You only get a few, and you're going to have it for a while. So it always makes me a little bit nervous. But I saw this, and I love Charles Nelson Reilly. Was a regular on the Hollywood Squares. He was always a center square.
Match Game.
And he was on. You worked with him on the Match Game.
Oh, yeah, long time.
Which is why I thought you might enjoy this. He was quite the character.
He was very funny.
Holy moly.
He was very funny.
So this was recorded. Is he still with us? I think he's passed away.
No, a couple of years ago he passed on.
So this, they must have recorded shortly before he passed away. It was recorded in 2009. It's his life. Just fascinating. And he talks about the game shows and everything. I just thought you'd love this. So
I will absolutely get it tonight.
Yeah. The Life of Riley. But the point really is the watch instantly is just such a great thing. $7.99 a month. You know what? I've been waiting for this to go on streaming Portlandia. I'm so excited. I didn't see this series, but it's apparently hysterical. And now I'm going to be watching it tonight when I get home.
I'm writing that down too.
Yep. There's only six episodes, but I'm just dying to see that. Oh my gosh, I could just go on and on. Those are the TV shows, documentaries, and new stuff too. Did you see the Jeff Bridges True Grit, the remake?
No,
I wasn't.
No.
I tell you, I was very skeptical because, of course, John Wayne won an Oscar for the original True Grit. And I'm nervous about remakes. You got to see this. It's so good.
Wow.
Josh Brolin, Jeff Bridges as Marshall Rooster Cogburn, and Matt Damon is hysterical in it as a Texas Ranger. But the show is stolen, as it was in the original True Grit, by the young girl who plays Maddie Ross. Her name is Haley Steinfeld, and she's incredible. This is a Coen Brothers film.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big Coen Brothers fan.
Yeah, me too.
Just one more. Look, $7.99 a month. And your first month's free. Go to netflix.com/twit. You could be watching these tonight. Free. So just don't waste any time. Go ahead and if you're already a member, tell a friend. Don't let them suffer. Netflix is the greatest thing, the greatest entertainment deal there is. netflix.com/twit. Would you do the honors, Dick? Because it's time for the Turn the Table Turkey.
I will. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Mattis writer, and the Giz Whiz one day a week. No, don't turn it off because it's changing. The stuff is not that bad. One time a week, Leo Laporte gets to do his own pick on Turn the Table Turkey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the world's smallest phone. Just compare it to the size of this pencil, and
wow,
you will see how thin it is.
Holy cow, wow.
How tiny.
But you must have pretty big hands.
Oh, my hands are ginormous. Yeah. No, this is, don't you love this pencil? I bought it just for this purpose. It's from Accoutrement. It actually works. It's got an actual working graphite lead and a real eraser. I just love this giant pencil. Perfect for comparisons. I thought, you know, we talk a lot about phones, and I know you use Android phones and love them.
Yes.
You're a Droid fan. And I did not do my review of the Galaxy Nexus on this show. I did it for our new gadget show or review show, Before You Buy. But perhaps you heard by review, I panned the sucker.
Welcome to Pan That Sucker!
Pan the Sucker! I mean, I was just really not impressed at all. And I know a lot of people disagree with me. It's been hotly awaited. It was $300 and people are just crazy about it. And the real issue, of course, is that the phone that I prefer and recommended is the Samsung Galaxy S2. I like it because it doesn't have ice cream sandwich on it. It has the older, but in my opinion, better gingerbread on it. And it's just got a better screen. It's a less expensive phone, and I really love it. But I feel bad because Verizon neglected to – every carrier has a Galaxy S2 except Verizon. Verizon said, we're going to wait. We're going to have the Galaxy Nexus. So I didn't really have a good phone recommendation. I've been reviewing this phone from Verizon, and I have to say this is, in my opinion, instead of getting the Nexus, if you're on Verizon, this is the phone for you. It's the HTC Resound with a Z, R-E-Z-O-U-N-D. It's very fast, dual 1.5 gigahertz Snapdragon processors. If one of the reasons you wanted a Galaxy Nexus is because of the screen resolution, which was on the Nexus 1280 by 720, this is also 1280 by 720 on a 4.3-inch screen. And it doesn't have the screen problems
that, in my opinion, the Nexus suffered from. The Nexus is a Super AMOLED, but using a Pentile subpixel rendering technology that gives it a lot of color noise, in my opinion. This is a different screen technology. It's very, very good. And the whites are clear. There's no color noise. So you get a 720p screen. A little smaller than the Nexus, only 4.3 inches, but very clear, very easy to look at. It also beats the Nexus because it's got an 8-megapixel camera with dual flash. The Nexus is only 5 megapixels. It's a 2-megapixel front-facing camera, which is really a high-quality front-facing camera, perfect for Skyping and other things. And this is also a 4G phone, and one of the reasons people wanted that Nexus is they wanted access to Verizon's 4G network, which is a very fast network. Now, the negatives, a couple of negatives. It is an HTC phone, so the Nexus is a pure Google experience. You know, it doesn't have any carrier or manufacturer software on it. This one, of course, has the Verizon VCast software, all the weird software Verizon puts on it. And it is using, of course, HTC's, I guess I'll call it sugar on top of the GUI. I happen to like what HTC does with Sense, but some people might say, oh, I want the plain Google experience. If you really do, you can, of course, put an alternate launcher on there and you can get a more stock experience. And even more importantly, Verizon's already announced, HTC's already announced that they will be making Ice Cream Sandwich available for this. It has 2.3 gingerbread on it, but Ice Cream Sandwich will come probably in the next 3 months. The reason I really didn't like Ice Cream Sandwich is the lack of physical buttons. This does have physical buttons, so you'll get the best of both worlds. You'll have that search key always at the bottom of the screen, even when you're running Ice Cream Sandwich, and I think that that also makes this desirable. Now, they're pitching the Resound as an audio phone. It comes with earbuds, the Beats earbuds, the Dr. Dre earbuds, which are expensive. They have good bass. They're certainly better than the kind of stock earbuds you get with a lot of phones. Not what I would call audiophile necessarily, but good sounding earbuds. And their software in here, if you're using the Beats headphones that it comes with, that will, when you play music, take advantage of those headphones, kind of pump up the bass, and it gives you, I think it's a nice sounding phone. They're really pitching this as a kind of a music phone. You know what? I love this phone. It is expensive. I think all the new phones are going to be fairly expensive. This is a $300 phone, although I do notice that, for instance, for the Nexus, you were able to get it for much less from Amazon Wireless. Probably the same is true for this phone. So, you know, shop around. Also, in my opinion, $300, while expensive compared to other Android phones, is really a fraction of the total cost of this phone because, as with all smartphones, you're going to be paying $100 a month thereabouts for the privilege of using it. So over the two-year contract period, we're talking thousands of dollars. So an extra $100 for the phone, while annoying, is probably not a deal breaker. Nice job. I think the screen is spectacular. It's clear. It's crisp. Better in every way than the Nexus. It feels just as snappy, just as fast, because it is. And you've got great 4G. So if you are a Verizon customer, the Resound, R-E-Z-O-U-N-D, is a great choice, especially if you don't mind HTC Sense. Pretty nice little camera, pretty nice little phone, a little bit thicker and heavier feeling than some other phones out there. But I liked it. You know, the phone that I really love is still, and unfortunately it's not on Verizon, the Galaxy S2. I've reviewed this. This is the Sprint version of it, the Sprint Epic Touch 4G. My gosh, I wish they would just all call it the same thing. But I wanted to show you something that I did. This is a kind of a second, an extra gadget for a CES. You know, the problem with all of these phones is you're not getting really more than 8 hours of battery life if you use them as they're intended to be used. It's just, these things just drain the battery like crazy. So remember you talked about buying an extra external battery and USB charger from...
yes.
I can't remember. What is it? Battery...
Website. Cell phone shop.
Cellphonebattery.com, something like that.
Cell phone shop.
Cell phone shop, that's right. So I went on, because I'm going to take this to CES, and, 8 hours battery life, it's just going to die before I get back to my room. you know, when you're doing CES, you get out of your room at 7 and you don't get back till 11. So I need something that, you know, has at least 17 or 18 hours of battery life. So I bought for just $40. This is the Trexel. I got it on Amazon. Replacement battery. Instead of a 1,700 milliamp hour battery, this is 3,800. It's more than twice as much.
Wow.
But it's also twice as thick, you can see. And indeed, I have been getting 17 and 18 hours. I've been getting great battery life. It comes with a cover that has an extra, it looks like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. The thing is so ugly. But you know what? It's already, it's a very thin phone. I would love to have kept that thin profile. In fact, you compare it to the Resound. You could see how much thinner it is than the Resound. This hump is annoying, but I'm going to sacrifice beauty and elegance for that extra battery life. So about 30 or 40 bucks, not expensive. You know, these batteries, you know, laptop batteries are what, 90 bucks? These batteries have gotten a lot less expensive over time, and I think this is well worth it. And by the way, I still have my original battery in back, so I'll keep that charged up. So if I do run out of juice, you know, as I'm traipsing around Las Vegas, I can pop in another battery, and I'll have it. I'll be able to get another 7 or 8 hours out of it. You know, of course, for my iPhone, and I've talked about that before. I'm using the Mophie case. This is the extender case, the Juice Pack Air. And it makes the iPhone big and clunky, too. There's no removable battery on the iPhone. But at least you get, you know, you're going to get a full day worth of time. And actually, I have two of these. So what I do is I keep one in the room charging. I let this drain. Once this is drained, I pop it off, use the phone, which is still at 100%. And if I have access to my Juice Pack Plus, which is the bigger one, I can pop that on. And then I can you can get maybe 48 hours without charging on that. So
nice.
You can see
how many phone numbers do you have?
That's AT&T on the iPhone. That's one. That's Sprint for the Galaxy. That's two. I have a another one on AT&T. This is the Windows phone, the Samsung S Windows phone, Focus S. So that's three. The Resound, that's on Verizon. That's four. I actually have a Verizon number. I'm currently without a phone, so five.
Wow.
And T-Mobile. I forgot my T-Mobile. That's
okay.
Six.
So it's true then. Every time I call, they say, "I'm sorry, Leo's on another line." So
yeah.
Pretty much
always. The Razor. Somebody's asked me 3X Stephen 3X in the chat room if I like the Razor on Verizon. I do not. That is also a Pentile display. The Razer has lots of problems. I would stay away from the Razer. If you're on Verizon and you want a good Android phone, certainly take a look at the Nexus. But I would not avoid the Resound. This would be my choice over the Nexus. I think it's a really, really nice phone. And the Beats sound good. So I'm going to take these four phones to CES. One of them should survive the day. Look at that. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
The other reason you do that is because, of course, everybody in Vegas at these trade shows is using an iPhone. So you just can't, you know, data on AT&T is just unusable during CES. So having this Sprint phone, I think, is going to be a boon because Sprint has 4G in Vegas. It will be much less used, I think, than AT&T. So that's the main reason I got this big battery hump on this sucker, on this Sprint phone. Because I have a feeling I'll be using this a lot. You know, one of the things I am going to do, and I just should mention this, in addition to our regular coverage, I'm going to be using AudioBoo. I use this in China. It's kind of fun. It's just an audio recording tool for Android or iPhone. And I can record short little, you know, up to half an hour long audio bits on here and post them on AudioBoo, and they'll also go to my blog. So if you want to follow me, I will be doing additional audio, mostly for the radio show, but I'll have it posted on my blog pretty quickly after, you know, I'm going to take it to Showstoppers and Pepcom and all of that and have stuff. And I'm also going to use a program called Social Cam to shoot some video. So my blog is leoville.com. I did some test video with Social Cam. This is cool. So I can actually do this directly from my phone, and it goes right to the blog just like this via Posterous. And then this is the AudioBoo, and you can just play it right off the blog. There's a little player on here. So there should be more of these.
So I've been thinking of doing something a little different for...
So that's the AudioBoo, and I tried this one in my car. I have to show you this clip. This might be a gadget for another time. It's a little suction cup clip the chat room recommended for smartphones for your car. And that way,
one more thing.
You can sit in the car and get great video.
I just posted
which is kind of fun. And it holds it holds very steadily the iPhone or the Android audio. Phone. And so I mean, I probably shouldn't be recording video while I'm driving, but what the hell? At least I'm not texting.
No, that's good. That's good.
So there you have it, a review of a couple of items. You know, I did buy, I foolishly, because we were talking about having a case. And, you know, I go through phones so fast, I guess I don't really need a case. But I did buy a case for the Samsung Epic Touch 4G. But I forgot that this battery, I can't fit the case on anymore.
Oh, great.
So I have an extra case.
Duct tape.
Yeah. You know, it fits, but it just kind of looks a little.
Yeah, just a touch.
Just a little wrong. It's not exactly the fit and finish I'm looking for. Do you keep it? You were saying you keep a case on your phone all the time.
I keep a rubberized case. One is if you accidentally drop the phone, which is hard to do when it's rubberized. But
right.
If you,
gives you a good
accidentally
grip.
push it off the edge of the desk, moving papers around, it tends to just bounce a little and no damage. But it does pull everything out of your pocket that's in your pocket when you do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, every week we take a little trip down memory lane. It's a trip that is both in your imagination and in the real world, because in order to take this trip, Dick actually has to get up out of his chair, go out the door, hang a right. No, I guess you go left, don't you, out the door?
Yes, go
down,
left.
You go down to Amsterdam. You hang a left on Amsterdam. Then you go cross town till you get to Broadway. You hang a right on Broadway. Am I right?
Yeah, get a GPS. Any of those phones have a GPS.
And there you and there you have it. Dick's Gadget Warehouse. It's right there over on Broadway and 57th Street.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass
you like my mastery of Manhattan, huh?
To play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Somebody's saying you should do a GPS voice. You go, hey, you know, go over there, and you see right there, turn left, right?
Yeah, no, not there. Go
no,
a little further.
Maybe, yeah. See the sign over by the car there? There, turn right. I think I should do that. That'd be good.
That'd be good.
Very
be
useful.
Good. Well, what I did last week is got a gadget from the warehouse, but did a little video of it. And in a very clever way for you to fade, I wear the same shirt now as I wear in the Dick, video.
Dick, the production so values just mind-boggling here.
It is. Smith, writer, and the GizWiz with this week's weekly Daily GizWiz video. So I went to the warehouse and I got the 3M Inflatapak. Okay, not to be confused with the Inflatabra, which is in another part of Dick's Gadget Warehouse, a part of the warehouse you'll never see. Okay, Inflatapak, this came out in the year 2000, so it's now 2012, so it's 12 years old, and it's the air cushion packaging system. It's a way to ship delicate items and not use those little peanuts. You know those peanuts, they fill boxes with them and they ship items. I don't know what you do with them. I served them at Christmas. No one ate them. It was ridiculous. Anyway, it comes at a good time because for Christmas, Dennis got a piece of china from his great-grandmother's dinnerware set sent to him by someone in California. And he wants to send it on to his sister. So instead of using that great big box...
What is that box on your face, Wes?
I have no idea.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Rewind. I have to rewind. I screwed that up. I did something and there was a big box in front of your face.
Sent to him by someone in California. And he wants to send it on to his sister. So instead of using that great big box with all the peanuts, we decided...
Oh, jeez, Dick.
um, Dennis, do you have another piece of priceless heirloom china? Oh, good. Oh, very good. Obviously from the same set. Okay. So this is how it works. Let's just...
That was good,
all right. And...
Hey, thank you. Thank you. You're my best fan.
Insert item in center of packet. No need to seal the top. Inflate the bag until firm by blowing into the straw. Remove the straw. Box and ship. Okay. That's it. So this is the inflate a pack. I looked online. Believe it or not, they're still available on Amazon. So that's pretty good for a product that's 12 years old. Let's see where the top is. Oh, okay. Here it is. So you open it up. It's a double-walled plastic bag. So we put the item in here that's not to be broken. And what does it say? Inflate here. You blow right into that thing. Let's see. Well, that doesn't work.
I'm going to have a heart attack watching this.
Inflate here. And, oh, okay, I see. There's a cover over the straw. How sanitary.
I don't think I'm doing this. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I guess it does work, though, huh?
Yeah, it forms around the object.
So it's a one-way valve.
Wow, and look at that.
Do we dare?
All right, you're right.
Put it on the floor?
Well, that was not.
Okay, there you go.
Look at that.
I don't know if you can reuse it. Lift to deflate. Okay, I guess you can reuse it. I looked online, and this comes in four different sizes, and the large one was $4. So I don't know why this is not deflating. Oh, I see. There's another piece of tape over.
You can never get it out.
Deflation. But there it is. 3M Inflate-A-Pack Air Cushion Packaging. Dickie Bartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with this week's Weekly Daily GizWiz video. Have a peanut.
And it made it safely from Dennis's apartment to Gizneyland.
One floor down.
Well, one floor down and one apartment.
Oh well. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's that cross stairway traffic.
That can get you in trouble. All right. So do they still make this? I mean, you're right.
Yeah,
you sold me. At first I thought this is dumb, but you sold me on this.
No, it's actually a very clever idea, and I was looking online. They make them for bottles. So if you want to send someone a bottle of wine or a bottle of, although wine comes in very thick bottles, but still in all, if it's something valuable, this is an easy way to pack it. Yeah, lots of sizes, and as
somehow suspend it in the middle of the?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yes, it does. It's a dual wall that inflates, and the item is at the dead center of it.
There's a cushion
of air all the way around it. That's very clever.
I think that's neat. And how much per...
And someone's buying it. $4 for the large size. And then it's cheaper. I saw someone selling like a dozen of them for a certain price. But if you ship delicate items, this is a good way to do it. Inflate a pack from 3M and lasted 12 years. So that either the warehouse is full of them from 12 years ago, or they're selling enough that they keep making them. It's one or the other.
Very. Is it reusable?
Yes. Later on, I found out that when I removed the other little sticky tape, let the air go out. And the straw, I didn't pull the straw out, so you can reinflate it. Yeah, so it is reusable.
Even better.
Even better, exactly.
Next time I ship this giant pencil, I will be using 3M Inflate-A-Bags. Hey, I did want to add one thing to my review that I meant to say and I forgot. The only thing I don't like, and I just don't understand why this happens, with the Resound, it doesn't use a micro USB connector. It's using kind of a weird looking, reminds me of the mini HDMI connector. It's just a strange looking proprietary. I don't know if it's proprietary or not, but it's got a little indentation. It looks just like it might be that it is in fact a micro HDMI, and so it can double for that or something. But you know, I think nowadays every phone should have the same standard micro USB connector so that you can charge it.
That is strange. Yeah.
I think this is an HTC, maybe an HTC something. I don't know. It's just, you know, Apple does it too, and I just I have to rank it down for that.
Yeah,
because you got to save. Do you think it'll work? Okay, Dan says he thinks it'll work with a micro USB connector. Let me see. I don't think so. No. No, it's not the same. It doesn't fit. You have to have this special connector. It is not a standard Well, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Okay, I take it back. Look at that. It will charge. All right, you're right. I can use.
Oh, okay.
Chatroom is brilliant. It's a little bit loose, but, you know, I have that problem often with micro USB. It's not the best connection ever. But, yeah, it is charging with a micro USB. So I guess it's micro USB meets HDMI, and you can use it or. Ah, that's good to know. Thank you, chat room. Well done, Dan Hendricks. It'll charge, but apparently Blipfish says he thinks it might not sync. But that's all right. Very few people, I think, nowadays do syncing over USB. I use AirTwist. So there you go.
Good. Okay.
All right. Rank it back up. 2 stars. Are you ready for a little email action? We didn't do any last week, so I think we should do extra this
week. We'll do a couple. Yeah, we will.
Let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, somebody sent me an email saying, you know, if you announce the jingle, then play the jingle, it'll make more sense. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the jingle. Gizwiz letter time. I have some physical letters. Do you have an email you want to start with?
I'll start with a letter from Lindsay Kooser, KOOSER, watching in Yakima, Washington. It's fun just to say Yakima.
Yakima.
I am Yakima, Washington. And actually, this is a very enlightening letter in lieu of the mad auction we talked about last week. And she writes, I watched the latest Weekly Daily Gizwiz when you mentioned the problem you had with the Mad Magazine auction. I want to let you know I believe there were more problems than lack of attendance on a holiday week. I went to the site in an attempt to place a bid, went through the sign-up process, but was unable to place bids. I made multiple tries with no luck, and I had received an email telling me I was successfully signed up. But could I bid? No. If you decide to have a conversation with them, you might bring this up. So I did bring it up. We've been playing phone tag all week, and someone sent me a tweet saying the same thing here. I was bidding like crazy, but the bids were all rejected. So maybe something went terribly wrong with that auction.
Well, I would go back to these guys and say, dudes, I don't know what you could say. They already sold it, I guess, but.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they say.
It seems unfair. I mean, you know, this is, you know, that's precious stuff.
Yeah, you're telling me. Anyway, well, Lindsay's very conscious. Since I was unable to bid, can I buy another box of crap if there's still more crap in your warehouse?
There's always more crap, Lindsay.
Just I'm selling crap from now to doomsday. I'm selling more crap since the warehouse just went up another $40. January 1st. Yeah, just put box of crap in an email and I'll send you info on buying a box of crap. Okay, now you do one and then I'll do one more.
All right, I'll do one. This came from Lisa Wilkins and it's actually an actual letter. Printed letter on stationery and everything.
You know, there was a headline in the Post, man receives real letter.
Yes.
Must have been you.
Must have been me. Handwritten. Wow. She's writing from Newport News, Virginia, and says, "Dear Leo, Dick, Sarah, or anyone who can help, I'm writing you because, well, who else would I write to for computer advice? My husband and I have watched you for years, and he now downloads your shows weekly and listens to them constantly. You know, it's always good to start the first paragraph of a letter to us by kissing up. We appreciate this. I am a computer novice. I know how to print a card in Word on Windows 7, and that is pretty impressive for me and my skills. In fact, that is as far as I get. My husband, Kevin, is a computer guru, however. He knows them, repairs them, doctors them, has an iPhone 4S, whatever that means, and due to his job, lives on that phone. My dilemma, when he asked what he wanted for his birthday, he hemmed and hawed until I finally got the answer, an iPad. He didn't want to tell me because he knew we couldn't afford one. After looking at them online, I understood why. However, we have friends, and I was thinking of trying to get a Buy Kevin an iPad pool going.
Oh.
I have no idea how to look for one. Is it better to shop online, Amazon, Apple? Do I trust eBay, QVC, Best Buy? I know there are other types of tablets out there, but wouldn't know which is better. Can you give me some advice as to how to shop for one and maybe even how to get a good price on one? Kevin is my knight in shining armor. We've been married 34 years. His birthday is January 18th. Because it's right after Christmas, he seems to get slighted on the gift end, and no one should miss out on a decent present on their birthday. Other than a good cigar, this is what he really wants. Your advice would be greatly appreciated. Help me, Obi Leo Kenobi. You're my only hope, Lisa. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So I guess I should probably answer her via email, although I'm worried she might not get it. For one thing, if he wants an iPad, get an iPad. You know, I could recommend the Amazon Kindle Fire for $200. It's a great tablet. But the problem is, if somebody really wants an iPad and you give them something else, they're just not going to be happy. We saw it with the iPods. You know, you'd give a kid a Zune and they'd look at you with a snake eyes, evil eyes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, iPads are never discounted. You should always get an iPad from an Apple reseller. That would be Amazon, Apple.com. I would not get it on eBay, QVC. Best Buy does sell them. Target sells them. But you'll notice the price is the same everywhere. So get it wherever you feel most comfortable. If there is an Apple store near you, and I think there is, that's where I'd get it. You'll get not the same price, but they really do stand by their products. They're very helpful. And if you buy it there, they'll even help him use it if he decides he needs help. So I think an iPad, as expensive as it is probably well worth the price. Just get him the Wi-Fi one, the $500 Wi-Fi one. You don't need to get anything much more fancy than that. All right. Do you agree, Dick?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have an iPad?
I have an iPad on loan. And
do you
I
like
have,
it?
I do. And I have an Acer. What do they call that?
Yeah, what do you think? You like the Iconia? What do you think of the...
Yes, the Iconia.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, you know, I like them both, and I don't carry it around with me. Basically, I mentioned I don't have an actual computer in my apartment, which shares the wall with Gizneyland.
Right. You keep it all in Gizneyland. You don't want it to leak over.
No, but the only thing I want to leak over is my Wi-Fi, and it's great. Like at 3 a.m, I don't feel like coming back into the studio to check my mail.
Right.
So I just take out the tablet and check email on that. And occasionally I take the tablet down the boat where I also have Wi-Fi and watch Netflix. So
that's again, really good for that, I think.
It's a real easy way to have movies anywhere you go on a fairly decent sized, you know, a 10-inch screen's pretty good.
But if price is an issue, then don't get the 3G one because that's going to be $25 more a month.
Yeah,
just get the Wi-Fi one. He'll be near Wi-Fi most of the time.
He's the gadget person in the family, so he certainly has Wi-Fi pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, exactly,
I would think.
Exactly.
I'm going to do one more letter. Also, I wanted to mention if anybody else tried to bid on my Christmas auction for vintage Mad magazines, could you just send me an email saying, "Dick, I tried to bid too, and I couldn't."
Yeah,
just
collect some evidence. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I think you could go to them. If you got a bunch of people saying, hey, we weren't able to bid, I think...
Well, we just know our fans, and I tweeted several times that four and five issue collection from 30 years ago was going for $8.
People are going to show up for that.
Yeah. You know, even to bid it up to 10 or
something. Right.
Yeah. All right, the last letter. Not sure how Leo and you could work it in. Could you do a show or part of a show highlighting your favorite deal sites? A few I check are Ice Monkey, One Sale a Day, DealNews.com, Ben'sOutlet.com, but I know there are more. What's your favorite and Leo's favorite? Greg Crumbliss. Greg, I go to all the websites you mentioned. I also go to locobuy.com, 13deals.com, and a good website for high-end tech, okay, is shop4tech.com. So shop, S-H-O-P, the number 4, and tech, T-E-C-H.com. And they do a roundup of discounts on high-end drives and computers and stuff. Leo, do you have any sites you go to?
Dick, I believe in supporting our flagging economy, and I actually pay full retail for everything I buy. And I'm proud to do that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mr. America.
I had never heard of any of those sites, actually. I'm going to have to start
really?
Checking. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
Do you get like really good deals doing that?
Sometimes you do. I'm looking around here.
That's
where I found my first lava watch.
Okay.
What's the deal of the day? Okay.
See, I think if I don't do that, I won't buy things like lava watches. So in the long run, I'm saving more by not visiting.
Oh, maybe.
Those sites.
Okay. Camera case with built-in amp and speakers.
Yeah, you're just buying a bunch of crap that you don't really want.
Well, I may want. I may, but you know, let me tell you the problem with these sites for me.
Yeah,
it turns out to be a wildly false economy, like the warehouse.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Where I've spent $80,000 to store crap.
Yes, you're just buying more stuff. Exactly.
Right. So I buy the Lava watch with shipping for $11, and someone says, "That is absolutely, I absolutely love that." Oh, okay. Here, take it. So I buy 6 more. Okay. And then someone.
Well, that's just because you're generous.
Oh, just take it.
You're just generous. That's all.
So my $11 lava watch is now costing about $133.
Yeah, I'm afraid if I go to sites like that, that it really just makes me buy more stuff that I didn't really want.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the object.
Yeah. See, okay. So I'm not missing anything.
No. Don't forget the brand new What the Heck Is It?
Ooh. Do we have a winner on the Smurf toilet seat?
I mean 12 people did get it right.
You're kidding.
No, it's Klingo, it looked like a compact. Hundreds of people sent in compact for Martians, compact for Kermit the Frog, compact for, and toilet seats. Toilet seats for leprechauns, commode seat with night vision, underwater toilet for fish.
That's good.
But it's a little device to let you stand up an iPod or an iPhone or any small PDA device. I'm looking at some of the answers here. Makeup compact for Gumby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Portable emergency replacement pothole. Glow-in-the-dark ink pad. People are really great. I love this. A practice castanet so as not to disturb your roommate. This is funny because it's sort of like the two sides can't hit each other. Portable Swiss cheese hole press. Portable elevator button. So it's really great. But it was a little device to hold cell phones and PDAs, and a dozen people did get it right.
I swear. Yeah.
And then a little further down is the January-February gadget. Oh, I'm sorry, at the top of the page. I put it so that you can see it right away. And that's the January-February game to win March Mad.
So this
so
looks
what's your
to
guess?
Me
you were
like
pretty good.
Bottled chicken feet, chicken foot wine.
Chicken foot wine. Yeah, you know, if chicken foot wine is good, but if you send it, you'll need a 3M inflator pack.
So go to gizwiz.biz. You got a couple of months to solve this one. Now, really, solving it's the wrong answer because only 12 Mad magazines go to the right answer. 24 go to people who think up the cutest, funnest, silliest answers, and they're all autographed by that guy right there, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's maddest writer. Yes. And someday you can auction those off for $4 or $5
each. Yes, yes, and make. Oh, yeah, you could rack up those points.
Gizwiz.biz also notes there for every gadget that Dick mentions on the show, and he keeps that up to date, so there's lots of good gadget stuff there. And his pineapple upside down cake recipe.
Recipe is there too.
Hey, Dick, always a pleasure. Happy New Year.
So I'll see you soon.
I will. We'll Tuesday night.
Yeah. So next Saturday, the weekly Daily Gizwiz will be the one Sarah and I do on Tuesday.
Right.
But I will, I'll stop by for radio if that's okay.
Please do.
I'll be back home.
Yeah, I'll be doing the show live from the studio as usual.
Yeah.
But all week long, we're covering the Consumer Electronics Show with Dick and our entire crew. We're all going to be down there, and we will do a special Daily Gizwiz at the Showstoppers event Tuesday night. We'll stream that live as well as put that out as a download shortly thereafter. And I'll try to get there. I'm having lunch or dinner, as you know, with Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford, but I'll get there as quickly as I can afterwards. If you guys are still there, I'll horn in. I'll bug you.
Okay, yeah, no.
But I want to. Have you ever done a show with Sarah before?
You know what? I was with Sarah and Tom when they were doing the San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, that's right.
So the three of us roamed the floor for about an hour.
Oh,
and a half.
Well, you've done this before.
Very few fights. You know, it was
mostly just with open palms. No, not many.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of it was off camera. You could just hear things breaking. So
she's the only thing. You know, the only complaint I have is she really is a hair puller. She likes to pull your hair, and I just wish she wouldn't do. Slapping is fine, but please,
lots of luck with that.
Don't pull on the
no
wig.
Fears. As long as it's just. Does that include mustache hair?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I love Sarah. You're going to have so much fun. I'm really jealous. I wish I could be there. But if I can, I will get there quickly.
Okay, great.
Dick, thank you so much. Thank you all for joining us. We do this show normally. We do it right after the tech guy on Saturday. That's about usually around 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern time at twit.tv. And you can always get it after the fact. We make audio and video versions available on our website, twit.tv. This Week in Twit is coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk about our CES plans and more. But meanwhile, I'll just have to say thanks, Dick, and I'll see you next time.
I'll be here.